This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being engaged, being involved. You really should be. You should be engaged. You should be involved. You should be part of the conversation, which will help you become part of the solution. So I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, the time that you're involved with me. Anyway, again, also, I always appreciate it. So, head up to the website. I know I keep forgetting to do this, but head up to the website. There's a bunch of stuff going on up there. First, if you want to, I would like you to, right, sign up for our weekly email. If you don't like it, you don't appreciate the blast, you think it's the wrong thing, then just unsubscribe from it. It really is that simple. Number two, if you don't want to do the email thing, then hop onto our text messaging. So you want to text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222, and that will help you get I don't do it every night, so I'm not making you crazy with it. I'm not trying to drive you nuts, if you would. Right? So it's ways to get involved, ways to get informed. And if you do head up to the website, you grab a couple of stories, click on them, you like them, you don't like them, or whatever it is. This weekend I hope to put up the links to our new phone apps, smartphone apps. So that'll help you, too, as well. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Check out the website, but also check out the show. That's always a lot better, too. What's his name? Sanders. Yeah. Try to forget his name. So Bernie Sanders. Love this guy. He guaranteeing a prisoner's bill of rights, which includes free phone calls, right? Video chats, movies, and a living wage. I mean, this is good. So you go to jail because you've caused all this mayhem, murder, thievery, or a robber, whatever it is that you've gone to jail for. And he's decided that while you're in jail, you need a living wage. Because, I mean, heck, how are you going to pay for your gas, your electricity, your food, we already paying for that. We're already paying for all that, so what do we need him for? Right? I mean, this is how brain dead this guy. Give it away, give it away, give it away. Everybody gets, give it away, everybody gets. It's terrible. It's so wrong on so many levels. But everybody sits there, yay, God love Bernie. Well, they don't believe in God, so whatever. So he's unveiled a new prisoner's bill of rights. If elected president, it'll be one of the first things I do, if I can remember to do it. You guarantee an unlimited free phone calls, video chats for inmates. It's detailed as one element of Sanders' comprehensive justice and safety for all criminal justice reform. You know, it's really funny, because the more they beat on Trump, the more he turns their whole apple cart upside down. He's already dealing with and has dealt with the criminal, the justice system. He's done some great things over the last year about, you know, criminal reform, you know, justice reform. So he's kind of taking that off the table for them. What's he going to do? And then today or yesterday, he's basically going to forgive the college debt, right, of all veterans, you know, injured veterans that went back to school. Now, I have to believe, I'm wanting to believe, tell me if I'm wrong, though, I'm wanting to believe that the left isn't going to come out and attack him for forgiving that debt. Because they want to put illegal aliens through college for free. They want to give them here in California, you know, free abortions, free health care, free school, free everything. And if they come out against the vets, and I'm just going to say this, some of you are going to get mad at me. If they come out against this, remember, Obama could have done this. Bush could have done it. Any of them could have done it. And if the Democrat vets still come out against Trump, I just got to say, the ideology is so deep in you, I don't know. It's sad. You protected your country, but you can't protect your country from the loons on the left. The true, hardcore left. In the end, profiteering in our criminal justice system, you know, is bad. Profiteering? I know. We have some private companies running the criminal justice system. We need to clean up that. Doesn't mean we need to take them out of the equation. We need to do a better job of overseeing them. He said the industry should be footing the bill, not the inmates. What? How much did it cost us to put them in there? How much pain and suffering did they cause? What did they actually ruin? You know, between the cops, the public defender, the court system, how much did it cost to actually put them in jail to begin with? He said the prisoner phone industry, for example, it's a monopoly business worth more than $1 billion a year, with companies charging sky-high fees for telephone calls that many families can't afford to pay or keep in touch with their loved ones. Well, first of all, maybe they should have thought that before they got into jail, before they got themselves in trouble to go to jail. That's number one. Number two, Bernie, the majority, when I say the majority, I don't mean 51%. I mean like 90% of the contracts for these prisons are owned by a Mexican company. Come on, let that sink in for a second. You're sending those $1 billion a year down to Mexico. Those major fees. Have fun with that. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. I ain't done with this yet. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo Vice.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
Well, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I'm watching the blip before I get back to the story about how the Miss America pageant, right, the woman lost her title. Katie Williams, former Miss Nevada 2019. I'm sorry, yeah, Miss Nevada. And they have banned her or taken her crown away because she's a Trump supporter. She supports the president of the United States. This is how sick these people have gotten. Right? Seriously. And she gets a letter from them, not only pulling her crown, but saying she can't mention the event. She can't mention that she won the event. She can't mention anything in electronics or writing or anything else. I would go for it. I would go try to collect money or do a GoFundMe kind of thing, and I would just go for it. So they're going to squelch her freedom of speech. She was in the pageant. She won the pageant. What's the problem? These people, they're sick. They're extremely sick. And it isn't going to stop till we really start fighting back full time. Big time. Back to the sanity of the Bernie Sanders bill. I don't know any other way to put it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So Bernie wants to actually give living wages to criminals. Because he says that way they'll make enough money to, you know, pay for certain things. To feel like they're part of society. You cannot feel part of society. What if you're going to be in jail for life? You don't need the $15 to be let back. We have to take care of you all the way through, including your medical bills. Should that's what we do? Should we make sure that they pay their medical bills? Right? They want to make sure that they pay a living wage. It makes it for safe working conditions, including that they've not worked too hard while they're incarcerated. God bless. Sanders reiterates his intention to raise the national minimum wage $15 an hour if he's elected. Bernie said that he's going to lay out his plan and present it as follows. You ready for this? We'll be ending solitary confinement. Solitary confinement is a form of torture, and it's unconstitutional, plain and simple. Which is not what the Supreme Court said, but that's okay. Because Bernie would, at that point in time, be the supreme authority. Access to free medical care in prisons and jails, including professional and evidence-based substance abuse and trauma information, trauma-informed mental health treatment for prisoners. They pretty much get any kind of treatment they need now. All right? Free medical care. They get it now, Bernie. You think they get presented with a bill when they go? Are you serious? Incarcerated trans people. Now, I've been told you shouldn't use the word trans. Very derogatory. Incarcerated trans people have access to all the health care they need. Okay, why not just making sure that they all have access to health care, period? Everybody with a heartbeat, Bernie. How do you like that? Maybe that, I don't know, maybe I'm just thinking out loud here. Like I said, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer sometimes. Access to free education, vocational training. This includes ending the ban on Pell Grants for all incarcerated people without any exemptions. So if you're in for life, if you're in while you're getting ready to be executed, we definitely should waste the money on vocational training because we know that when you die, you'll need a vocation, right? Funny you should call it vocational training. It's like a term from 50 years ago. Living wages, safe working conditions, including... Safe working conditions, that's a kick. That's a gimme. Living wages and safe working conditions, including maximum work hours for all incarcerated people for their labor. This is, again, living wages. They don't need living wages. You know, I mean, seriously. And safe working conditions, good luck with that. The right to vote. Because that's exactly right. When somebody breaks the law like that, right, they get a right to vote no matter what. Because they're going to vote for people that actually will make sure that they get out faster. All voting age Americans must have the right. So why don't we do this? Why don't we do this? You get the right to vote. You can keep the right to vote. As long as you didn't take away somebody else's right to vote. Let that sink in for a minute. Wouldn't that be fair? You killed somebody. You may have killed five or six people. You took away their right to vote. You took away their rights, period. Why do you get unlimited rights? You know, some of these things that he's proposing here, if you take them directly to the Supreme Court, they're going to get overturned in a heartbeat. He said millions of Americans who have had their vote taken away by a felony conviction, well, just don't go to jail. How about that? How about you don't go rob somebody? You don't go breaking into a store or grab somebody's purse or anything along those lines. It doesn't belong to you. We're going to end a prison gerrymandering. What the heck does that mean? Ensuring incarcerated people are counted in their communities and not where they are incarcerated. Right. So a guy that goes to federal prison for life in Arizona who committed the crime in New York still gets to vote in New York. Makes sense to me. All right. So along with the Department of Peace, we're going to have a Office of Prisoner Civil Rights and Civil Liberties within the Department of Justice to investigate civil rights complaints from incarcerated individuals and provide independent oversight to make sure. You know, these guys actually think they're smart as they sit there and think all this stuff through. Every one of these is already overseen by the prison system. Every one of these. Protection from sexual abuse and harassment, including mandatory federal prosecution of prison staff who engage in such misconduct. What about mandatory prosecution for inmates? See, this is where the Dems have gone. They've gone down this road that you protect the criminal. You protect the perpetrator, no matter what, at the expense of the cop. You know, you have Gavin Newsom now talking about cops. They can't use deadly force unless they've done everything they could to de-escalate the process, process, right? You're not there. You don't know. You're here with me, and I appreciate it. Joe Mancini, your host, this is The Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side radio show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Big revelation. Overstock.com CEO Patrick Byrne resigning after admitting to having a relationship with a Russian agent. He says he was involved in an FBI investigation back in 2015 involving Russia, former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump. Now, the company's stock price up 5% after Byrne steps down. Byrne, a guest on Bulls and Bears on Fox Business, with the bombshell claim the FBI's Peter Strzok involved in all of this.
The name of the man who sent me the orders was a guy named Peter Strzok.
Oh, my goodness.
Anything?
Got it? Capiche? Yeah.
Russian agent Maria Butina pleading guilty to conspiracy to act as an unregistered foreign agent and is serving 18 months in prison. Former White House spokesman Sean Spicer will be in the spotlight again as he joins Dancing with the Stars. President Trump on Twitter saying he will do great. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you want to head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot happening there, a lot you can be paying attention to, reading, and dealing with up on the website, including give me your email address. That would be really nice. If you give me your email address, I will go ahead and send you an email once a week, let you know what's going on in the show, what's coming on, the stuff that we're hawking, as they say. I mean, just a lot happening there up on the website. I do appreciate your time. So, and again, if you want the text messaging, right, the easiest way to do that is to sign up for the text messaging by texting TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. Okay, we're talking about Bernie Sanders deciding or thinking that prisoners need a Bill of Rights. The same people who took away the rights of those that they killed or stole their money or did whatever, the ones that will never be able to pay back for burning someone's house down, taking a daughter or son's life. Yeah, we are compelled to pay them a wage. Right? That they don't lose any of their rights when they go to jail. That's the part that's, like, freaky to me, right? So, we're supposed to protect them from sexual abuse. Matter of fact, the funny thing about this is, think of how many sexual predators are in jail that we're supposed to protect them from sexual abuse. Ain't that rich? Make sure they have access to their families, including unlimited visits, phone calls, and video calls. People in the hospital don't get unlimited visits. Seriously. What are they talking about? You know, it costs money when the guard has to sit there and watch you. It costs money to set up these visits. But we have to spend more money on them, right? They've chosen to do the wrong thing. They've chosen to break the law. They've chosen to get themselves in trouble. Yet, again, we have to make every accommodation for the illegal, and nothing goes to the people who lost loved ones. Nothing. There's no accommodation made for them. Determination of the most appropriate setting for people with disabilities and safe, accessible conditions for people with disabilities in prison and jails. So, again, catering to everybody but the law-abiding citizen. Don't you find that interesting? I do. So this week, our good buddy at the Lid blog, I love this. He put up a piece, it's a flashback. Everybody's upset this week about President Trump saying he was the chosen one. And if you watch the whole thing, he wasn't basically saying that he was the chosen of God, like he was the next Messiah. But that's what they were writing. Up on Facebook, they're putting up like he was the next Messiah. And how quickly the other side, and I don't even think they forget. I think they just truly, honestly don't care. They don't care what they've said in the past. You can't hold them accountable because they won't be accountable no matter what. But does anybody remember when Newsweek touted Obama's biblically worded second coming? They did full pages, full front pages of him. Right? One cover said, God of all things. And then when he won again, it was the second coming. They know what that refers to. They know whose eye they were putting that in. Right? Trump's been on a roll this week, having already used the L word in relation to American Jews when he suggested that those who vote for Democrats are disloyal to Jewish interests. Well, look, when you vote for a group of people that won't recognize you, won't protect you, won't support you, but telling you they were going to move the embassy for decades and never did, well, what else would you call that? Sane activity? I wouldn't. He took a lot of grief for that, LU contributor Jeff Dunitz. However, defended Trump's real point that is counterproductive for Jews to vote for Democrats today. That's the real point. And it's true. It's 100% true. The party's been decreasing its support for things like Israeli security, national sovereignty in general, and their increasing levels of anti-Semitism. Look at, if you're a true devout Jew, and your party doesn't take to task four or five or six of their up-and-comers for being anti-Semites, would you not be afraid? I would. It's amazing to me. Joel Pollack, he pointed out at Breitbart that Trump was merely saying to liberal Jews that what liberal Jews have been telling their Republican voting counterparts for years. But, you know, it happens, right? Trump's terminology and phrasing weren't, shall we say, not what J.E. would do. On the other hand, J.E. doesn't remember that the last time she got her panties in a wad, as they say, about something Trump said, it never turns out the way that the knee-jerk, the shrieking people think. But you know what? Knee-jerk is what they do. It's all they know how to do. Tweeting quotes from longtime fringe activist Wayne Allen Root. Wayne is not one that gives up easy. He doesn't give in easy. And he's not a quiet man. Right? For whatever reason, Trump did it did it Wednesday morning, even after saying, hey, you know, don't do this. Trump went on to say, thank you to Wayne Allen Root for the very nice words. President Trump is the greatest president for Jews and for Israel in the history of the world, not just for America. He's the best president for Israel in the history of the world. And the Jewish people in Israel, they love him over there. Right? They didn't love the illustrious Oblamo, but they love him. And he went on to say, like he is the king of Israel, they love him like he is the second coming of God. But American Jews don't know him or even like him. They don't even know what they're doing or saying anymore, he goes on to say. It makes no sense, but that's okay. If he keeps doing what he's doing, he's good for Israel. And not just Israel. He's good for Jews. He's good for blacks. He's good for the gay community. See, like I said, it's gotten to the point where they've cried wolf so much on the left that you can't believe anything they say anymore. I mean, nothing. Even when I heard that Trump said this, the first thing that went through my mind is I'm going to go listen to it for myself because I don't believe it. There was a picture of his hands raised in the air towards heaven and basically saying he was the chosen one. Right? And now they're calling him, they're saying, you know, it's a lack of mental capacity for Trump to say things like that. He's calling himself the Messiah. These guys are sick. However, what I love the most is when Obama did it. And when they were swooning over Obama as being that was okay. Because everybody else was saying it, not him, right? And some thinking that Obama is so much more liked overseas than Trump is, that they're just handing you a line. And part of the negativity that's happening is the negativity that's being fed to those in Europe from local news sources. And the news sources in Europe picking it up and just grabbing it and running with it. It's not true. I mean, what the news sources are touting is not true. So again, if a Christian or a Catholic or a true God believer, that's the other thing too I love about this, the heathens are pushing this. Like they wouldn't even know Jesus if he bumped into them. But they're going to tell you what Trump said about God or being from God. Or they go, how do you know he's not from God? Anybody out there remember the story of David? We forgot about that? Here's a man that God said was a man after his own heart. So apparently God is good with being adulterous murderers. I mean, truly, that's not what it means, but it's great. Because if you know, as a matter of fact, during the break, read the story, David. Come back, we'll talk about it. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just being involved, being engaged, being, I guess, just being willing to fight the good fight of truth. I don't know any other way to put it. Right? We want to make sure that the information that's getting out there is true. Please do not spew party lines. Don't get us in any more trouble than we're already in. Really, I can't stand when Republicans do that. I mean, the Dems do it because they've been taught to do it, but we shouldn't be doing it. You know what I mean? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and make sure you do the right thing. Okay, back at it. So again, Bernie Sanders... just, I can't get him out of my head. He is in my head like that. I'm just thinking, here's a guy who really hasn't held a job his whole life. Really hasn't. He's worked for the government his whole life. And he's going to tell us what's right and wrong. It's just, it's classic. It's perfect. I don't know any way to put it. So, Huffington Post is all upset about a man that spent 30 years of his life in prison for something he didn't do. All right? Anthony Ray Hilton spent 30 years awaiting his death sentence. His case went to the Supreme Court, and he was set free. Now he's working to abolish the death sentence. Now, here's the thing. I don't want to abolish the death sentence. From a biblical standpoint, the word says if you an eye for an eye, right? If you live by the sword, you die by the sword. That's not, you know, the whole thing behind this is we find one or two or three people we might find out through DNA right now are innocent. But what does that actually mean? Does that mean the rest of them get to live the rest of their life? They took most of the people on death row, and not on death row for robbing a bank. They're on death row for taking life. An eye for an eye. They're on death row because in some cases, I love the woman in Washington State last year that was protesting somebody being put to death by lethal injection because it didn't always work well. Because, I think, what is it, three shots? One kind of mellows the person out, right? The other one kind of lowers their breathing. And the third one actually stops the heart. Well, sometimes they don't quite work the way they're supposed to. And the inmate is petrified. And then he dies, you know, a horrible death. Which, frankly, sorry not to be cold, but, you know, if you've brutally murdered somebody in the woods like this particular guy did, six people to be exact, as he raped them and killed them, I'm worried that he might know that he's dying on the table. Are we serious? And don't write me and ask me about my compassion and love, because what I would do to somebody like that would not be so compassionate and not be so loving. He's lucky the state got him. So here's a man after 30 years of death row. And you know what? God forbid. That's not the right thing. If it was an honest mistake, he needs to be compensated for the 30 years of life he lost. But if somebody hid evidence, and I don't know what's true here and what's not. If somebody hid evidence, if somebody didn't do the right thing in the police department, they need to go to jail. Not an apology. Already that, they need to go to jail. It's really that simple. If you did something illegal as a cop to put somebody in jail because, I don't know, you thought he was guilty or she was guilty, or you wanted to make your record look better, you deserve to go to jail. It's really that simple for me. Obviously, there's no hiding it, right? And this is the stuff that happens on a regular basis. So we just need to keep pushing back. We need to keep fighting back for those conservatives against, what do they call it, capital punishment. I'm not there with you. It's okay. And if we kill a few people that were not guilty by accident or what have you, it doesn't make it okay. I'm not blowing it off. It's not like I have no heart for these people. But it's like everything else. We just need to try harder to do it the right way. We don't just simply abolish it. Huffington Post is having a heart attack, and I mean literally a heart attack, over Sarah Huckabee Sanders, oh God, who is joining the Fox News team as a news contributor, obviously. Former White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders will join Fox News as a contributor. She'll make her first appearance on September 6th, airing of Fox and Friends, a show that President Donald Trump favors and to whom he has given a rare interview from time to time. I love this stuff, right? With Sanders hiring the number of high-profile former Trump communications officials on payroll at Fox, or its parent company, is up to three. Oh, my God. It's like, you know, what's really funny is that they're having a heart attack with this, but do you remember during or right after all the stuff that went down with the Hillary Clinton campaign and failed presidential run, how they found out that the major news sources were actually being fed information about Hillary from Hillary's campaign, all right, that Hillary's campaign in most cases had to approve stories that were going out? They weren't upset by that. They never even dealt with that, really. But this is making them crazy. And why is it, do you think, that one station like Fox News, one, right, they have MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, they have CNN, CNN International, CNN Headline. I mean, they have like, it's like a 12-to-1 split. And they're upset about Fox News having all this. What do you think that says? Former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks now serves as the parent company's chief communications officer. Former White House Deputy Press Secretary Raj Shah was hired as a senior vice president. And now Sanders joins their ranks. Sanders departed the Trump administration at the end of June, right? I mean, you know, right after the special counsel Robert Mueller's report. Now, notice that on the Huffington Post site, you're going to listen to all the, and I'm reading it off the Huffington Post site on purpose. On purpose. Because notice how they spin everything. Everything for them is a spin to the negative towards Trump. They said that Robert Mueller's counsel found that she had lied to reporters in 2017 about the circumstances surrounding James Comey's ouster of the FBI director. What it was the dates weren't quite on. And that made it a federal crime. Notice that? It made it like a big deal. Hillary Clinton has got an eraser out. She's erasing the classified notations on emails. And they were okay with that. So it's not just a double standard. You know what? It's just out and out deceit. They feel so righteous. Remember, there's a difference between when I talk about the left and I talk about Democrats. Or I should say, let me change that. When I talk about the left and I talk about liberals, two different sets of people. We'll deal with that later on. But the left feels so much, so empowered that you're an idiot. Even with their own. If you don't believe what they believe, you're too dumb to be involved in the game. And they're going to do what they can, even if it means lying to you or cheating or stealing, to get what they want. Because they're smarter than you. They know what's better for you than you do. Right? It's really that simple. You're like a kid with a mental deficiency. And now they're going to jump in and help you because you can't take care of yourself. You can't wipe your own mouth. You can't wipe your own butt. You can't feed yourself. The Huffington Post goes on to say that during her tenure as press secretary's office, Sanders repeatedly fed media false and misleading information. She also obscured the truth. Her press briefings gained a reputation as performances for an audience of one. Notice how she does, right? President encouraged Sanders to run for governor of Arkansas, her home state. Right? It's unclear whether her new role at Fox might impact any political aspirations she has. But given that the current governor, Asa Hutchinson, was reelected in 2018, Sanders has a little time to spare. Now, what I loved about this, okay, is, I knew I was going to do this. Oh, Donna Brazil, right? Here's a woman with power. Donna Brazil admitted to giving the questions to Hillary before the debates and such that she got from CNN. You know, after working for, she did all kinds of nasty stuff. They were fine with that. When she went to work for Fox, they thought that was wonderful. See, that's why I said, not a double standard. It's a deceitful standard. There's nothing double about it. They are in our face about being liars, cheaters, and stealers. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Got a lot more coming up. Some of you have to leave or are leaving now. Your stations don't carry this show. When you come back, got a lot more coming up from the Huffington Post and more. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.